Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, this is Rita Benedict. I was just going through my credit card statement, and I was just trying to figure out what this charge, what your company was, because I can't recall.
Okay. We are actually a third-party call center, ma'am, so we assist over 100 different companies and multiple products. Can I start out by getting your zip code, please?
94025.
And I do thank you for that. And your first and last name you stated?
Rita Benedict.
All righty. For security purposes, could you please verify your address, please, ma'am?
It's 12 Mansion Court, Menlo Park, California, 94025.
All righty. Give me 1 second, please.
Spikes right here. It's a cut.
All righty. I do see that this seems like back on December the 19th that you did pay the $7.45 shipping and handling to receive a foot massager. And this item itself was actually a welcoming gift to joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, which is an online web store. And in the terms and conditions, it does state to you that you would be billed a membership fee 48 hours later after signing up to become a member of that Factory Direct Savings Store. Now, also by being enrolled as a member, it did download a $125 gift card to your email that you use at the time that you signed up. You can go into your email, and there's a link inside of there, and you can open it up, and you can go online to the Factory Direct Savings Store itself and purchase some of the best consumer gadgets in the world.
Okay, so I'm just trying to figure out. I have two charges for $56.95,
mm-hmm.
one from March and one from April.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
They
I'm
bill
sure.
You have been enrolled in at that Factory Direct Savings Store as a member ever since December.
And so I've been paying $56.95 every month?
Yes, ma'am.
And what am I getting again?
They are downloading each month that you are enrolled as a member. They are also downloading a $125 gift card into your email that you can actually go online and use to purchase consumer gadgets yourself.
What would the email address be for that?
Your email here that we have on file is rbenedict30@gmail.com.
Okay, but what's the originating, the email that's originated from?
It is probably billed under a vendor's name. You have to go inside of your email, and there's a link in there that you can open up.
I'm just trying to look for the email address that makes sense.
It wouldn't be an email address. It may be a link, or it may be under an email. Sometimes they put it under vendor's name. It may could be a vendor's name in there. I'm not quite sure what it would be under.
Okay, so you're basically December. You've been charging me $56.95.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm getting $805 in.
They download $125 each month that you are enrolled as a member in that Factory Direct Savings Store.
You get $125 in gift cards?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if I want to cancel it, how do I do that?
I can get you canceled out of that, ma'am.
And then how long are these gift cards valid?
I'm not quite sure how long they are valid, but you do have, from December up until now, that you do have gift cards that have been downloaded into your email.
Okay, I got to look into this.
Yes, they could be under a vendor's name, and a lot of times a vendor's name are weird names. But if you go into your email and you see something that's downloaded in there that you're not familiar with, you can open it up, and more than likely that is the gift card, and you should have quite a few of them.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure how this all happened, so that's what I'm trying to figure out.
It stemmed from you when you actually did that paid the shipping and handling to receive the foot massager. Yes, and in the terms and conditions of that, even though the item was free, it was a welcoming gift to joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. And to receive the item, you only paid that $7.45 to receive it, and it enrolled you and became a member of that Factory Direct Savings Store, which is an online gadget store.
Okay. I can't remember if I returned it, but anyway. Okay.
But I can get you counsel out of that, okay?
Okay. Well, right. Let me just figure that out. But, okay. Thank you very much.
All right. You're more than welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer support, and you do have a great day, okay?
Thank you, too. Bye.
Bye-bye.